Let's close our eyes, beloved. I sing this song loud and clear. Time is strong. For those of you that the Almighty has organized to come for this program. For those of you that Almighty has arranged for you either to see us on the satellite, see us on the internet. Have a secret information for you. You are not connected by chance. You are connected by divine arrangement. Therefore, everything you are going to do at this special service, doesn't matter where you are connecting with us, anywhere you are, the hand of God will go forth unto you. It was at last form of change. Somebody on the hospital bed was watching us outside Nigeria. The doctors had given up on the person. But as we started praying on the water, she took the water by her bedside. The same water she's been drinking since. But after that prayer, the power of God which has no respect for geography. When driver, through the internet or through the satellite, he was watching. But the Bible says he sent his word. The word moves. That word entered into the water. She drank the water. Immediately, she began to vomit. Vomited all over the place. And after that vomiting, she stood up and she was made whole. So it doesn't matter where you are connected. Just do exactly what you are asked to do. And do it with faith in your heart. The Lord who has brought you here is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is the one who has no respect for impossibility. Which
a heart full of joy. Already rejoicing for what the Lord will do in your life in this chapter. Sing the following songs louder than anyone around you. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. The man. As I pray for this group of people that the Holy Spirit is bringing before me, whether you are concerned or not, just let your amen be loud. It may not concern you, it may concern somebody that will concern you. So let your amen be dynamic. Father, we thank you.
Baba,
for this particular time. We thank you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for the people that you have connected to this program by your power. Father,
Baba,
I'm praying right now. All those who are listening to the sound of my voice now, that there is a satanic conspiracy against the staff of bread. There is a satanic conspiracy against their marriage. There is a satanic conspiracy against their children. As many people as are represented like that here, by the power that disgraced Goliath, by the power that divided the Red Sea, by the power that says, let there be life, and there was life. Such people receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. Jesus. Father, I'm praying for those who are here.
Baba,
or who are connected to us anywhere.
But
right now, there is a ladder of darkness inside the body, through which evil spiritual current is moving in. A satanic ladder through which infirmity is coming in. A satanic ladder through which affliction is coming in. A satanic ladder through which bad dreams come in. A satanic ladder through which failure at the edge of success comes in. Through that ladder, hear the word of the Lord. It is written that the strangers shall be afraid. They shall run out of their closed places. It is written that any tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. You ladder of darkness. Wherever you are, in anyone's life now, catch fire! Silence. as a spirit arguing with your sister over there.
Èmi kan wà tó ń bá arábìnrin kan jiyàn níbẹ̀ yẹn.
Saying that I've been with you for a long time. Do you think I can go now?
Èmi ò ti pẹ́ ni mo ti wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ wá lérò pé mo lè lọ bá.
You that foul spirit.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí búburú.
Release that daughter of God in the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Now the power of God coming upon you.
Sorry, I know you know that.
The arrows,
I want
fired by envious witchcraft into your eyes.
See, I want Jeremy Lara Tassio do that.
The arrows,
offer.
Fired by envious witchcraft into your womb.
See, I want Jeremy Lara Tassio do that. See,
within the count of seven, the angels of God that are already all over this place, they will approach you where you are standing and begin to take out these evil arrows and begin to send them back to where they came from. One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen, fifteen, sixteen, seventeen, eighteen, nineteen, twenty. Number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number ten. The power of God,
God alone,
is going to strike 57%. The wind of the Holy Spirit will blow upon those people. It is possible that they may not be able to stand on their feet when the wind blows upon them. But what's going to happen to those 57 people? They shall be candidates of strange promotions. Yes.
That's right.
That which is inside of you that has been preventing your promotion, something is happening now. It's coming out. Aha, good. That sister at the back there, you are wearing white. Some time ago, your body's demonic housemaid who was loading your food with satanic poison. Wherever you are, that poison of darkness inside you, there is a volcanic eruption inside your stomach, and that poison of darkness is coming out. Father,
Baba,
I'm praying for this group of people who just brought before me now.
That
all the good you do to people, they respond with evil. Right there where you are, the spirit of negative repayment. You do well, they reply with evil. You are kind, they reply with wickedness. The spirit of negative repayment. Receive your deliverance now. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. I stand here as the servant of the Most High God. And I decree against that infirmity that wants to bow down your head. Hear that infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. Use your power in the name of Jesus. Use your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With a loud voice, sing this loud, very loud. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. God will God bless you. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Oh, God,
God is here. His power is in this place. Let's open our Bibles now. This is a prophetic meeting. And we're not here to preach sermons. We're here for a prophetic agenda. Praying to secure divine acceleration. Praying to secure divine acceleration. So the purpose of our meeting here today is for you to pray some prayers that will move you with speed
tí yóò mú ọ pẹ̀lú aré ńlá.
To where God wants you to be.
Dé ibi tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó wà.
The purpose of today's meeting.
Ìdí ìpàdé tòní.
Is actually to pray some prayers.
Láti lè gba àwọn àdúrà kan.
That will accelerate your journey.
Tí yóò ta ìrìn àjò rẹ kankan.
The purpose of this meeting.
Ìrìndí tí ìpàdé tòní fi wáyé.
Is to pray some prayers.
Láti lè gba àwọn àdúrà kan.
That will give you the power to overtake.
Tí yóò fún ọ ní agbára láti lè bá.
If you are here.
Tó bá wà níbí.
And you want that divine acceleration.
Ó sì ń fẹ́ ìgbà tó kọ́ láti òkè wá.
Let me hear you shout aloud amen.
Yeah.
Your amen is not loud enough.
So,
this is a prophetic meeting.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ ìpàdé wòlíì lélẹ́yìn.
And also a prayer meeting.
Ó sì tún jẹ́ ìpàdé àdúrà.
Thank God we pray plenty of prayers here.
Adúpẹ́lọ́ Ọlọ́run pé a ń gba àdúrà púpọ̀ ní.
The prayers for divine acceleration.
Àwọn àdúrà fún ìtanikọ́kọ́ látòkè.
They are actually 50 in number.
Àádọ́ta ni wọ́n jẹ́.
But the one with the bit we can pray today, we pray it today.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n bá tá a lè gbánú rẹ̀ lónìí, a ó gbà.
When we arrive at the next palm of changers.
Bàtà bá dé inú agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọ̀ owó ọ̀tọ̀ṣù tó bọ̀.
We take it up again.
A ó tún tẹ̀síwájú láti bẹ̀.
And begin to move.
A ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tẹ̀síwájú.
I want to counsel you to pray the prayers when the time comes.
Mo gbà yín níyànjú pé kẹ́ ẹ gbọ́ àwọn àdúrà yẹn nígbà sákòókò àdúrà bá tó.
Because by that next palm of changers.
Nítorí nígbà tí yóò fi di agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọ̀ owó oṣù tó bọ̀.
You will be a bigger bundle of testimonies.
Ó ti di ẹni tí
ìlú ẹ̀kọ́ rẹpẹtẹ. Your amen is not loud enough. Pray to secure divine acceleration.
Gbígba àdúrà láti gba ìtakókó látòkè wá.
In 1 Kings chapter 18.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọba orí kejìdínlógún.
1 Kings chapter 18.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọba orí kejìdínlógún.
1 Kings chapter 18.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọba orí kejìdínlógún.
Something is about to happen to somebody here.
Ohun kan ti fẹ́ ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ẹnìkan níyìn.
And that thing is what we are going to read in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46.
Àwọn ọba orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínláàádọ́ta.
If you are there, just tell me yes.
Ẹni bá ti ṣí ibẹ̀ kó gbé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Let me read from 45.
Ó jẹ́ kí n kà á láti ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta.
And it came to pass.
Ó sì ṣe.
In the meanwhile.
Nígbà díẹ̀ sí.
That the heaven was black with clouds and wind.
Ọ̀run sì ṣú fún àwọ sánmà ohun ìjì.
And there was a great rain.
Òjò púpọ̀ sí rọ̀.
And Ahab rode.
Ahab sì gun.
Ahab was on horses and chariots.
Kẹ̀kẹ́ àti ẹṣin.
And went to Jezreel.
Ó sì lọ sí Jezreeli.
Then something happened to Elijah in verse 46.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínláàádọ́ta ohun kan ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Elijah.
And the hand of the Lord.
Ọwọ́ Olúwa.
Was on Elijah.
Sì ń bẹ lára Elijah.
And the hand of the Lord.
Ọwọ́ Olúwa.
Was upon Elijah.
Sì ń bẹ lára Elijah.
And the hand of the Lord.
Ọwọ́ Olúwa.
Was upon Daniel Olukoya.
Sì ń bẹ lára Ezekiel Akinbo.
Can I hear you say that to yourself?
Wí bẹ̀ síra rẹ tó gbọ́.
And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah.
Ọwọ́ Olúwa sì ń bẹ lára Elijah.
What happened? And he gathered up his loins.
Ó sì fi àmúrẹ̀ ẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀.
And ran before Ahab.
Ó sì sáré níwájú Ahabu.
To the entrance of Jezreel.
Títí dé Jezreeli.
Somebody was on a horse.
Ẹnìkan wà lórí ẹṣin.
On chariot.
Lórí kẹ̀kẹ́.
Somebody was on feet.
Ẹnìkan fẹsẹ̀ rìn.
Yet.
Síbẹ̀síbẹ̀.
He outran.
Ó sáré.
The fellow on the horse.
Ju ẹni tó gun ẹṣin lọ.
The spirit that allows one to overtake came upon him.
Ẹ̀mí tó mú kí ènìyàn ó súré kọjá ó dé bá.
One of the things that will happen to you when the hand of the Lord comes upon you for divine acceleration.
Lára àwọn ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ nígbà tí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run bá bà lé ọ fún ìtakúnkún láti òkè.
Is that you will overtake.
Ní pé ó lè bá.
What does it mean to overtake?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ àti lé bá?
Is to catch up with and pass.
Òun ni láti bá kò sì tún kọjá.
When we say overtake, what are we talking about? It means to move ahead in achievement. It means to beat your competitors. To subdue the enemy. It means to outrun the enemy. It means to excel. It means to leave your competitors behind. It means to get ahead. To surpass. To outdistance. And to outshine. I prophesy upon somebody here. You will overtake those who have gone ahead of you. You will overtake those who are more talented than you. You will overtake those who are more gifted than you. You will overtake those who are more connected than you. You will overtake those who are more intelligent than you. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you will overtake your superiors. Listen, brother. The fact that they are ahead of you today does not mean that the story has ended. All you need upon your life is the hand of the Lord. In Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7 says this. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. The Bible says you go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. So the fact that they are ahead of you now is actually nothing to worry about. John the Baptist arrived very late. But he shook Israel. Your God will do the same thing for you. Maybe you used to pity yourself. You stop pitying yourself. Cancel all the pity parties. The power of God will come upon you. And will overpower lions inside your belly. You will conquer by fire and by force. And all this wicked craftiness that people are going into now. Because more than at any other time in the history of man, men and women are going to the occult in order to overtake their contemporaries. One of the troubles in Nigeria is that many politicians are juju men, they are occultists, they are native doctors. They believe they have to do that things in order to move ahead, thereby causing more confusion. I prophesy upon your life, you shall paralyze the wicked power that are working against your destiny. If Elijah with his legs could overtake
Ahab,
who was on a horse, then you shall overtake. Your God will restore all those wasted years. And whether those who stole your virtues are smarter than you, you shall overtake them. And the despised shall become the celebrated. The servant shall become the master. the poor shall become the performer. And the zero man shall become the hero. The anonymous and the unknown shall become the anointed. All you need, let the hand of the Lord come upon you. I have information for somebody here. The Lord said, I should tell you that no matter how long it takes, your life will eventually shock your enemies. Amen. The story of Esther, who is a common housemaid, changed within 14 days. That one was even long. The story of blind Bartimaeus changed within hours. There was a man, 38 years, who was by the pool of Bethesda. His story changed within hours. I speak as a prophet of the Most High God. Whether Satan likes it or not, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, whether your household wickedness like it or you don't like it, whether they like your face or you don't like your face, your history and story must change. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And those who are despising you now, you are coming to dominate them. And those who ridiculed you, you are coming to rule over them. And those who are confronting you now, by the power of God, you shall mesmerize them. That's why I said it's a prophetic message. There is only one thing. The only thing that some people need to move ahead is for the Almighty to increase their speed. That's all. Just for the Almighty to increase their speed. Because their blessing is at the front. But the speed with which they are moving towards it is too sluggish. Some are not even moving towards it at all. That's why I used to tell them at our youth churches that you should pray that, Father, bless me when the sun of my life is rising. Not when the thing is setting. What is the use in you becoming a multi-billionaire at the age of 95? When all your teeth are gone, I prophesy upon you. Every shall increase your speed. You shall increase your speed. You shall increase your speed. Every shall increase your speed. They shall increase your speed. They shall increase your speed. They shall increase your speed. In the name of Jesus. So the only thing some people need to move into their breakthrough is divine acceleration. What is divine acceleration? Divine acceleration means that the Almighty God gives you speed. Divine acceleration is to receive the speed to run and not be weary, to walk and not to faint. Divine acceleration is for God's hands to come upon you
to outrun those who are ahead of you.
Ìtàkọ́kọ́lá tẹ̀wọ́ Ọlọ́run, orin kẹwọ́ Olúwa kó pàlẹ́ ọ, kò ní sáré kò sì jájú sẹ́yìn gbogbo àwọn tó ti wà níwájú rẹ.
Divine isolation.
Ìtàkọ́kọ́lá tẹ̀wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Is for God's hands coming upon you and make you set the standards.
Òhun ni kí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run kó pàlẹ́ ọ, kó wá sọ ọ́ di ẹni tí àwọn ènìyàn yóò máa fẹ́ láti dàbí rẹ̀.
Divine isolation is for God's power to come upon you.
Ìtàníkọ́kọ́ látọwọ́ Ọlọ́run, òhun ni kí agbára Ọlọ́run ó bàlẹ́ ọ.
And you become a pace setter.
Kó wá di aṣíwájú fún àwọn ènìyàn.
Divine isolation means divine advancement.
Ìtàníkọ́kọ́ àtòkè wa ó túmọ̀ sí ìgbéga látòkè.
Divine fast forwarding.
Kí a mú ènìyàn kó yára kọ́kọ́.
Divine elevation.
Kí a gbé ènìyàn ga látọwọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Is for heaven to dispatch your promotion by divine courier service.
Òhun ni kí ọ̀run kó rán lẹ́tà ìgbéga rẹ látọwọ́ àwọn oníṣẹ́ máa dúró.
Divine isolation is for heaven to fast track your journey in life.
Ìtàkọ́kọ́ àtòkè òhun ni kí ọ̀run kó mú ìrìn àjò ènìyàn láyé kó yára kọ́kọ́.
A supernatural lifting up.
Ìgbésókè látọwọ́ Ọlọ́run wá.
Making you to get ahead of your colleagues.
Mímú ọ ju àwọn ẹlẹgbẹ́ rẹ lọ.
Overtaking your colleagues and competitors.
Kò bá àwọn ẹlẹgbẹ́ rẹ kó o sì ju àwọn tó ń bá ọ figagbága kó jù wọ́n lọ.
In the race of life.
Nínú eré ìjayé.
Divine acceleration is walking while others are crawling.
Ìtàkọ́kọ́ látọwọ́ Ọlọ́run òhun ni kí ìwọ máa rìn nígbà táwọn ẹlòmíràn rẹ kòrò.
Running while others are walking.
Ìsúre nígbà táwọn ẹlòmíràn rìn.
Flying while others are running.
Fífò nígbà tí àwọn ẹlòmíràn sáré.
There is a difference.
Ìyàtọ̀ wa.
Between a man who wants to go to a 50-story building.
Ní àárín ẹni tó fẹ́ lọ sí ilé alájà àádọ́ta.
And he takes the staircase.
Tó fi gun àkàsọ̀.
He will get there.
Akuku débẹ̀.
But he will have lost energy.
Ìgbà yóò lo agbára.
Lost all kinds of things.
Yóò pàdánù nǹkan púpọ̀.
He may even be too weak on the way.
Kódà láàrin méjì ọ̀nà ó ní ilẹ̀.
There's a difference between that man.
Ìyàtọ̀ wà láàrin irú ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀.
Or the one who gets into what they call escalator.
Àbí ìyàtọ̀ láàrin òun àti ẹni tó wọ inú ẹ̀rọ tó ń gbé ènìyàn lọ sókè.
Again, there's a difference between those two and the man who is on the lift.
Ìyàtọ̀ sì tún wà láàrin méjèèjì wọ̀nyẹn àti ọkùnrin tó wọ inú ẹ̀rọ tí yóò lọ ní márosẹ̀ sókè.
I pray that the divine spirit will settle upon your life. Divine acceleration will give you rapid progress.
Ìtàníkọ́kọ́ àtòkè wa yóò fún ẹ ní ìgbéga léraléra.
It will catapult you from the back to the front.
Yóò gbé ọ láti ẹ̀yìn sí iwájú.
It will paralyze every form of delay.
Yóò sọ gbogbo ìdádúró di aláìlágbára.
That's why I'm praying for somebody here today.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi ń pàdé àwọn ẹnìkan ní
ìwé. The hand that came upon Elijah.
Ọ̀wọ́ tó palẹ̀ Elijah.
And you receive divine acceleration.
Ó sì gba ìtàkọ́kọ́ àtòkè.
I pray that that hand will come upon you here today. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. That's why I know.
Ìdí ni ẹ ti mọ fi mọ.
That everyone must wage war against your problems here today.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ọ̀run gbọ́dọ̀ gbógun ti àwọn ìṣòro rẹ níyì lónìí.
Many have been complaining.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ti máa ń ṣàwáwí.
This is a sluggish year.
Ọdún yìí ò mà yára kẹ.
Things have not moved the way they should move.
Àwọn nǹkan ò mà lọ bó ṣe yẹ kí wọ́n lọ.
By the time you leave this program.
Ìgbà nígbà tó fi kúrò nípàdé yìí.
God will add speed to your progress.
Ọlọ́run
yóò fi ọjọ́ sí
ìwé.
God will accelerate your journey. When the power of God enters into you, it's a different thing entirely. You say, how do I secure that divine acceleration? You secure it by prayers. Volcanic prayers.
Àdúrà ìrọ́kẹ̀kẹ̀.
Acidic prayers.
Àdúrà olóró.
Enough is enough prayers.
Àdúrà ó tó kẹ́.
Unsanitized prayers.
Àdúrà tí ò ń ṣe àfíjú.
Bulldozing prayers.
Àdúrà katakata.
These are the kind of prayers.
Irú àwọn àdúrà náà nìyẹn.
That's when the hand comes upon you.
Nígbà náà ni ọwọ́ òun yóò pàlẹ́ ọ.
And you begin to move.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rìn.
What do you do?
to get that to operate in your life. Number one, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to get born again if you are not born again, so that you can enjoy the maximum benefit. You need to become a friend of God. Number two, you need to battle this your flesh. Mr. Flesh is an enemy in our camp. And he allows the enemy to fight us hard. Number three, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God must flow into your life. Number four, you need to become a prayer addict. A prayer addict. If you are allergic to prayer, you are unlikely to be able to overtake your enemies. Five, you need to become a Bible addict. Bible addict. Six, you need to engage in purposeful fasting. For those of you who don't like fasting, you are looking for trouble in these troublous times. You better learn the principle of fasting. And seven, you need to wrestle in prayers. Very soon, we're going to start praying those 50 divine acceleration prayers. We are not likely to be able to conclude it. But wherever we stop, we'll continue next time. But let me tell you a secret. Each of those prayers has thousands of testimonies attached to them. It will be a tragedy if you keep quiet. It will be a tragedy if you don't pray anywhere. Well, you see, I'm here to offer maximum assistance. Let's rise up on our feet, please. And all eyes closed. Each prayer you are going to pray today, you may discover they are the kind of prayers you've never prayed before. And you may not have another opportunity of praying it under this kind of anointing. If you pray these prayers and you lose your voice and the enemy is disgraced and you receive divine acceleration, it is worth the bargain. But if you keep quiet, you refuse to talk, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. If blind Bartimaeus had kept quiet, he would have died a blind man. The Bible says, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. Can we shout this loud and clear? Dark controversies, over my portion, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Back controversy, over my portion, scatter now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That person over there, check your body. That evil goat, suspicious goat in your body, has just disappeared. That's right. Check it. Check it. Check it. Yes. That's right. the arrow of darkness fired into your body that is making you to lose blood is coming out. Can you shout this louder than anybody here? My pending miracles. Sisters, can you hear us? Brothers, let me hear you shout this loud. Manifest my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, command your pending miracles to manifest. Open your mouth.
There
is a man here. When you get home today, look very carefully at the back of your house. Last night, an evil bird was sent to drop an evil ring there. You will discover the ring. Just anoint it and set it on fire. And then all your breakthroughs that are hanging, they shall begin to manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this loud. The roar of this year shall not conquer
me.
Every year has a war attached to it. The world this year shall not conquer my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. Some of us have been healed from the spirit of sleeplessness. Beginning from today, that which is taking away your sleep is scattered. That sister, you came here crying. I'm zealous, don't mention my case, don't mention my case. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the work of the enemy around you is broken completely. And that pain in the breast, the pain in the abdomen, has melted away. Now this next prayer, it will be disastrous to allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Say any power assigned to use me as sacrifice. In the name of Jesus. I shall not be used as a sacrifice. My body shall not be meat to the cauldron. Thank you. glory in praise.
Glory for thank you.
That's wonderful. That's right. The hour of the spirit of death
has
just backfired. So, any power riding a strange horse to pursue me. Can I have a sister say this? God has not a voice to all at fire. Everybody together now. God, in the name of Jesus,
thank you.
Aha.
This next prayer, I do for you.
It's for so many people here. I say, brother here, after you have prayed this prayer, you begin to pay your tithes in millions and millions. Please pray the prayer. You are going to say, blood of Jesus! Open my gates of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus,
thank you.
Call on the blood of Jesus,
thank you.
Beautiful. Any sickness that wants to overtake my life, can I hear your voice rolling in tongues? I want your voice to be more dangerous. Fire! In the name of Jesus, don't agree with sickness. Command it to backfire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic pot assigned to control my life, catch fire! In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
this is Gila.
The seventh month, the month of perfection. You will cry unto July now.
July! Hear the word of the Lord!
Disgrace my mockers. Can I hear you shouting it? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and cry. In the name of Jesus. Disgrace my mockers. In Jesus' name we pray. We're making fantastic progress. Strange words. Assigned to Timothy. In the name of Jesus. Those Covers in my place of bath. I set you ablaze. Something is about to happen. Covers in my place of bath. A sign against my life. I set you ablaze in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father,
Baba,
this hands that are stretched towards this holy place. Let the Almighty for divine acceleration fall upon this answer in the name of Jesus. Let his hands because the answer progress, the answer breakthrough, the answer power, 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 the answer power. In the name of Jesus, as you lay this hands on your head, then God to lay his hands upon your hands to bring you divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Lay the hands upon your head now and keep it there. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you and you must receive. and you shall receive divine acceleration, divine acceleration, divine acceleration, divine acceleration, divine acceleration, divine acceleration, divine acceleration. The power of God shall increase your sleep. In the name of Jesus. Put the hand on your head. Something is happening down. That's right. Every manipulation of any brain, I cancel the manipulation now. In the name of Jesus. Every hypnotic power that has taken anyone, I break the stronghold now. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, difficult things the enemy is moving away, we will find them easy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we pray this final prayers, I just say for a few minutes. If you are in this meeting now, and this month is your birthday, or this month is your wedding anniversary, this month was the month you started your business, rise up in your feet now. We want to rejoice with you and pray with you. Father, we thank you for your children here. We are celebrating one thing or the other this month. I decree that by this time next year, you will be a bigger bundle of testimony. I decree that by this time next year, if Jesus Christ is coming, your testimonies are the awesome. It is well with you. The Lord will bless you from Zion. Bless your life from Zion. Bless your marriage from Zion. Bless your business from Zion. And let his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And now that amen. Bring out your prayer letter now and remain standing. Your prayer letter. Bring it out. And remain standing. Jesus is here. He's able to do all things. Hold it to your right hand. And let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread our prayer letters unto you. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. All the prayer requests written there, by the coming power of sentence, the Lord will make them mighty testimonies for you. The Lord will bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. The thing that you to the east will raise up your hand. But from that comes your hand. The Lord comes to the Lord in the heavens and earth. The Lord suffer a fruit of the moon. For it that keepeth you in his number. That keepeth his voice shall end his number and stay. The Lord shall keep you again and come now. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. And there shall any plague come now your time. It is well with you. This month, the Lord will perfect everything concerning your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us share the grace of fellowship.